The Kentucky Horse Park Campground is once again playing host to bluegrass music performers at all levels this weekend. The 44th Festival of the Bluegrass is attracting campers and visitors from inside and outside the Commonwealth. The three-day event always opens with a performance from young people participating in the music camp. Festival coordinator Anna Marie Cornett says kids get a different view of bluegrass instruments these days.
A familiarity with those instruments that are more popular with bands like the Ava Brothers, and kids are more interested in learning how to play the mandolin and learning how to play the fiddle. So I think that's encouraging kids to come out and learn a new instrument as well. Maybe something they can't take in band at school.
Bob Cornett got the idea for a bluegrass music festival in 1974 and thought the present-day Horse Park Campground would be just the right spot. It was then the Walnut Hill Farm. Now, four decades later, Cornett's grandson Roy and his wife Anna Marie put on the three-day event. Roy says a few offstage changes were made this year with the hope music fans won't notice.
In many ways, it's the same traditional festival they've seen for many years, and in fact, the changes that we've had made are behind the scenes and to make things more smoothly for them. And so hopefully the goal is that they actually don't notice those changes.
The bluegrass bands, which include stalwarts and new artists, will be sounding off until midday Sunday. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.